Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN, and you know what? Hit it, Stro.
Time for Goosebumps.
Actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
Shallow center, base hit. Marte's being set. Here's the throw from Perkins. It is going to be in time! Game over! Pitch. Check swing. Yes, he did! Ball game over. Trevor Miguel seals win number 8 in a row for the Brewers. Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here.
Oh!
Isaac Collins walks it off against the Mets. You can't make it up.
Oh, there's more.
Bunch of great dudes pulling together. They have a belief system.
Give the Brewers an inch. And they will take a mile. Joey Ortiz, legend of Andrew Vaughn.
Great play by Sal Frelick.
Bryce Turang.
Isaac Collins. Jackson Chourio.
What a ride the Brew Crew is on right now.
I finally found a flaw in your montage. Was William Contreras in there?
Oh, my God.
No, Contreras.
What? He was the star of the day yesterday.
Well, what are we doing?
I missed a few people. There's no Christian Yelich.
I did notice that.
I know no pitchers.
I do like that you highlighted some guys that deserve some recognition.
Yeah, that was the goal. Yep.
I get that. But
had to sneak South for
a But William yep. was under a 700 OPS for the entire season. Now he's on a little bit of a mini run that gets you excited.
A bit of a
silver
heater.
Slugger
yeah.
might be coming back.
Bad on me. Freddy Peralta wasn't mentioned. Jacob Mizorowski wasn't mentioned.
Well, the Miz hasn't really been part of the streak.
Aaron Civale wasn't mentioned.
Oh, gosh. Some White Sox radio network of him getting shelled would be great.
We played this yesterday on Sunday Karma. I think I still have it.
You do brag about our system, how quickly you can pull up audio. It's one of your favorite things to do. He's Alex Stroh running the show. I'm Ben Bruss next to Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nortman. We're with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Lane on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
I love Pat Murphy.
I also love Pat Murphy.
I don't think there has ever been a manager of coach of any team that I have adored more than Pat Murphy. Like, I love Bo Ryan, right? He gives me those type of vibes where Bo was, you know, you played for him.
Yeah, I literally compared them to each other last week.
And just watching him, and then the comments that he makes, I'm going back looking at the comment. Remember when he was talking about the fact that, hey, we know we didn't spend any money this offseason, so let's call a spade,
yeah.
We know we didn't, right? We talked about that, and then he talked about this. He said a different journey around the track this year, and they might start slow, but finish strong. That's what he said. He said, listen, it may be a different journey. We might be starting slow, but we're gonna finish strong, because last year they started strong, and they finished strong. This year,
they were a wire-to-wire horse.
But he said it may be a different journey around the track where we start slow but finish strong. He never wavered in his belief that this team would eventually turn the corner. There is something about how inspiring Pat Murphy is. I am just 100% all in. I really want Pat Murphy to be the manager until he's ready to go.
You guys know I'm kind of crazy, right? Like sometimes I'll see like my best man at work, his name is Greg Scalzo. And I'll like just go up to him after like a meeting or something, or he might give us like a speech, and I he'll fire me up. I'll come over there and I'll push him. You know, like I want to go over to Pat Murphy. I'm going to be like, let's go. You know, like I wouldn't move him. He looks like he's a brick.
Oh, he's a brick house.
But like
he's a brick house.
I'd love to run into him just fly back from just trying to give him some love.
No, he's
he inspires, man.
Yeah, he's definitely.
When you look at him on TV, his I hate using this word. His aura.
He got one.
He's got it.
I'm telling he got listen, he got
is swag.
He got some young kids for a reason, man. He got that aura. He got that aura.
Six is it?
Yeah, I think he got, you know, he got a, I know he got two kids. He got two kids under the age of like 10, 12. And he's 60. I think he's 68, 69. That's, listen, listen.
You can't keep the hands off Pat.
Let me tell you, I know for a fact, ain't no 6 year old. Ain't no 6 year old women having kids. So I'm just going to say that. Young player. Old player. OG. I feel it. I'm right there with him, man. He got that.
He's been married since 1987.
Well, he got young kids. I don't know.
All right, Kyle.
Maybe him his grandkids.
Way to go there. Here's my thing, and I know this came up this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I know that Alex Stroh and Will Summers.
I think they're grandkids, just so you know. His son plays for the Padres organization.
I don't know who they is.
He's got aura. Just leave it alone.
And his daughter got married in 2011, so I don't think they're his kids.
Just let Kyle live in his fantasy.
Let me believe. Dang.
Come on, he's man. Like, man.
These women can't keep their hands off Pat. He's been married for,
Stay away from our marriage, 38
years.
Yeah. He's happily married, Kyle. What are you doing?
Been married for 38 years.
Dude, I ain't never seen somebody had a grandkids as much as him.
What do you mean?
Dude, them kids is with him every damn week. Do you not see him? Go home. That's what I would say.
If I was the grandparent of... if I was the grandparent and I was the manager of the Brewers... And my grandkids wanted to hang out. Yeah, I'd be there every day.
Go hang out with Yelly in the clubhouse.
I'd be like, all right,
we'll play ping pong.
Y'all got to go home at some point.
Here, have some bubble gum.
Kyle's
going to
be a grumpy grandpa.
He's a grumpy guy now. He's a grumpy guy.
Yeah, that's
no
right.
Kids.
He had kids in his house, 2 weeks ago? And he's complaining about how they ate him out of the house.
Sure
and they were
did.
Eating all the double-stuffed Oreos. And he had to come in there and sneak himself some Oreos.
I did have to sneak food in my own dang house that I paid for.
He acts older than Pat Murphy.
Never did I believe in my life that I'd be having
he's
to sneak food.
He called his future father-in-law Menace. That was just a ricochet shot.
No, that I mean,
I missed that.
That if the shoe fits, that's what happened.
I met your future father-in-law. Nice guy.
Yes,
very.
Apparently,
nice
he just won't take off his shoes in Kyle's house, and he walks all over Kyle, which is great. Now, as I mentioned, they've won 9 games, right? And Jen, Gabe, and Chewy mentioned this, and others are starting to, you know, Will Summers and Alex Stroh have been blamed for Burgergate, not getting 12 wins. I love me some George Webb, and I love that they have this promotion. But like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't care. I just don't, because like in my mind, the Brewers, no matter what happens, like it's not about winning 12 games in a row. It's continuing to put together series after series after series after series where they're playing dominant baseball. If that means that they do happen to drop one in this next series, it's not going to deter anything. The Burgers are just like a triple cherry on top. What we're witnessing is a team that's putting themselves in position to get a number one seed, a bypass the wild card. So I'm kind of done with like the worrying about Burgers. I'm just worried about every single game and not thinking like, oh, they got to get 12 or they should like. I remember I got caught up and I think Miz started the game to get the 12th win potentially. Whatever happened that game, I think I got too caught up in like a stupid idea of like this is the whole season. The whole season,
I told you, young play, old
is
player,
what's in
OG.
Front of us, and that is the fact that. If they just, I'm done with you two. Stroh.
I'm paying attention. I'm waiting to jump in.
Stroh, I'm gonna answer the phone. You don't know what's going on back there.
I'm trying to figure out if they're his kids or not.
OG!
I think those are his kids.
OG!
And you just missed the phone call. Good job. Because you're worried about Pat
Murphy. It was Ron and the key.
Ancestor. Okay, then never mind.
Did
you go to Ancestry.com or something? Look up Pat Murphy?
I'm doing research.
Yeah, do some research.
He has two younger sons from a later relationship, but it says he's been married since 1987.
Hey, listen. Players mess up, too. But
Kyle!
The thing about it is, what was I talking about?
You were talking about
the Burgers, and I'm right there with you. Is that with the Brewers are literally 3 wins away, 10, 11, and 12, 3 wins away from having that burger conversation, and nobody even cares at this point. Why? Because who cares about a burger? We have something bigger on the horizon. When they were approaching the burger for the first time a couple of weeks ago, that was excitement because they haven't done it before, and that was the thing that we lived for hype. The mindset has shifted for the entire
Best
city of Milwaukee.
Best team in baseball. Keep the lead on the NL Central. It's not about burgers.
It's not about burgers, right? Because your team is in a different position. We're like, oh my gosh, you're 5-6 games ahead of the Cubs right now. Like, the number one team in baseball, this is legit. So you don't care about burgers. If that's what comes with it, thank goodness it will
that's
go and all get
I
burgers.
Like that. It's like a free app.
But yeah, but more importantly, we care about something bigger than a burger. We care about winning a championship. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers did it and everybody's like, oh, cool, great, let's get the burgers. But let's keep winning. Let's keep partying. Let's keep having a good time. So I'm right there with you. I am not even thinking about it.
I was really proud of the show we put together until Strofe started researching Pat Murphy's family
That's
tree.
That's Kyle's fault.
Ron the Key, you're up on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Ben, I believe you're a fan of the Brewers, but I also know the team you're the biggest fan of is?
The Wisconsin Badger football team that I don't care about right now because they've given me no reason to
hope.
Oh,
the answer is who you bet on, you idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Strofe. All right. It's going to be a popular take. Thank you for the call. You should start martingaling the Brewer loss because they won't go 15 in a row. You should start martingaling
all
a
right.
Brewer
what
loss.
Is this? Drop! Ban! No, I got this.
What does that
Ron,
mean?
Ron, no. You are banned for the week. You cannot call. You can text. I won't read them. You can text me personally. I won't read them out loud. But you cannot come in here with the vibes and say I should start fading the Brewers because they are not going to continuously win.
What does martingaling mean?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Basically
that
fading them.
Why does he do that? Why does he come in with that type of energy? We're on literally cloud 1,000
and you yelled at me for not answering the phone call.
Yeah,
you know what? Pat on the back to me. I was bad. You guys were good cuz I had Ron the Key come in here and just drop a fart in this segment. Over to Alex Strofe.
Pat Murphy divorced twice.
Thank there you. It is. There it is.
So the information I read earlier that he's been married since 1987, not true. That is
little
when he
J.
got married the first time.
Little J over there. See, I'm the big J. I'm the big J. You're the little J. I understood exactly what it was. Listen, he got them young kids because, you know, can't keep our hands off him, can't keep our eyes off him. But more importantly, he's leading this Milwaukee Brewers team. He's been a phenomenal manager for this team, and I just cannot wait to see what the postseason holds for the Brewers.
I do want to tell everyone about Grimal and Associates Insurance because they protect what matters most. And obviously, this was a interesting weekend for many. I hope if you're listening that you weren't affected. If you were, I wish there was something I can do. Obviously, I hope for the best with everyone's situation. But you want to make sure you specialize in coverage that is tailored to you and what your needs are. Clients aren't policies with Grimal and Associates. They're part of the community that you can be a part of with them. Serving the greater Milwaukee area for 30 years with their personalized American Insurance back service, expert guidance, and genuine commitment to the people they serve, Grimal & Associates isn't just selling insurance, they're building relationships and providing peace of mind for life's most important moments. So contact TeamGrimal.com, TeamGrimal.com, Grimal & Associates, Team Grimal, GRAMOLL.com, Team Grimal.
Just to recap this segment, the ladies can't keep their hands off of Pat Murphy, and I just can't stop smiling at him. That is my man's for life.
Sounds like you want to get your hands on him, too.
I just want to keep just watch him just manage this team.
Okay.
Pocket pancakes and young children.
Good job, guys. You really crushed it. Go to break.
Are you going to tell us to go to break?
You know when to go to break. You and I have this telepathy?
Telepathy.
Ah, yes, telepathy. Go to break.
Why'd you say it wrong again?
What is it?
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Miss Polly Side, come on over tonight. You told me you don't know you're
What up, KBN Nation? I know we've been seeing the weather, we've been feeling the heat, and if your home isn't staying cool, your windows might be the reason why. You can blast the AC all day, but if your windows aren't doing their job, all that cool air is going right out the window. Literally. That's why now is the perfect time to call Universal Windows Direct. If your home feels warm and stuffy, or your energy bills are climbing higher every month, it's probably your windows, and Universal Windows Direct has an incredible offer to help you fix it fast. Buy two windows, get two free. Yep, there's no limit. I did exactly that. I bought four windows, got eight free, and I want you to be able to, I paid for four, got eight windows. But I want you to be able to have that same experience that I had because I absolutely loved it, and there's also no interest for 5 whole years. So right now, call Universal Windows Direct at 414-410-2000 for your free in-home estimate today, or simply visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. I promise you, you will not regret it, and you'll walk around after they leave saying, I love my windows.
All right, so throughout the entire show, we've been kind of going off of what Jen Gave and Chewy had brought up this morning, which was a potential nickname for this group.
Good poll, awful answers. Like, awful.
The Fighting Pat Murphys, I love the simplicity. But per Steven Watson, our teammate, you can see him on FanDuel Sports Wisconsin, at 6 p.m., they have Caleb Durbin mic'd up during infield tonight. You won't believe what his nickname is for Pat Murphy. That's a good tease. That's a good tease. I want to know. Don't you want
to
know?
I'm very curious to know what Caleb Durbin.
Big Papa?
It might be Big Papa. Because you know we love it. We love it when you call me Big Papa.
He's our manager, but I will say, it's fun to look around the league. You got the Yankees who are throwing a fit about Devin Williams. You got the Cubs who are absolutely horrendous post All-Star break. And then you got the former Whitefish Bayer turned Milwaukee Brewer turned longtime manager, which again, we're not going to take away what he did. But what he did do is he did what a lot of people would do, which is take the money. But when you take the money, there are repercussions. People are going to remember that. And then you also got to perform in your new job. Right now, people in Chicago are not happy. And we dealt with this for a long time. They hate it a lot more than us.
No, I mean, I think it's the stolen base that we don't get. I mean, it's a play where it was obviously really close, and it's where you got to get the call on the field to go in your favor at the start. I mean, I think it's a call stands if he's safe, and unfortunately, the umpire called him out to start, so we didn't get it overturned. You know, gave ourselves a chance still. You know, we didn't create, you know, enough scoring opportunities tonight. And then, so, you know, we had two chances essentially to get the big hit, and didn't happen.
Yo, the lip smacks are wild in there.
I do not miss that shrug and monotone crap.
Right?
That he dribbles out after a bad loss.
Bad losses when, like, just the opportunities, they weren't there. You know, our pitching staff did okay. I thought the command was good. I mean, you know, we didn't get on base enough, you know, to have as many opportunities in scoring position.
You're not shrugging enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got to move a little bit. Move the head.
He just looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, there's a new. It's why we play baseball. There's another game tomorrow, you know. So we're gonna learn from this, and let's go to Darren in Sheboygan on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. How you jump out of Craig Council? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Darren, do you have anything to add? Because if you do, I will give you the floor.
What's that?
Do you have anything to add other than Brewers? Because if you do or don't, either way, it's a great call.
No, I do. I do. I think there's a really obvious name for this team. So they're coming at you from all angles, right? You don't even know where the punch is coming from. It's not a one-player team. It's a mob. This is Murphy's mob.
Gang,
that's
gang.
That's my pick.
Gang, gang. I love it. The Brawlers, Murphy's mob.
I love that we're getting like really primitive right now.
No, but this I'm telling you, based
like
off
fighters and mob
and
yes,
brawlers.
We ain't gonna back down. We're gonna scrap for nine innings. We're gonna take your lunch money, and then we're gonna win nine straight, and everyone's gonna be like, how did the Brewers do this? Because we dogs.
And that's the epitome of this team. The fact that we all know the identity is fighting. The fact that we know it's about mob and out. The fact that we know it's about brawling, that just shows you who this baseball team is. That's why I love it. Everybody feels it, everybody sees it.
Josh from Heartland bringing the heat on the Carbless Talk and text line. Are we sure Council was a good manager for us, or did he just have the best bench coach in all of baseball?
Oh, wow. I mean, Pat Murphy was there because of Craig Council. Yeah, Craig Council brought him in. They're boys.
Dave from Aaron with a really good point as I was doing the Craig Council post-game after a loss. Don't forget the hair grab. His hair does he did look like a lot of times he got electrocuted, you know, and the hair goes everywhere after a game. He's like grabbing, he's like, ah.
Seems stressed.
It's a lot of money to be stressed.
It is a lot of money to be stressed. Did you know the Brewers are the only team with 70 wins in baseball?
Yes.
That's just crazy. It's crazy.
I did know that, yeah.
Strofe, did you know that if they win, when they win their next game, we'll say that.
Yep.
We need
tonight, yep.
To start the 10-game countdown to number 84.
Oh, my goodness.
They're sitting at 73 wins. We pulled together a good amount of money. I'd say 750.
Yeah, what do I get back on that?
What did you give? 20?
50.
50? Oh, you get what, 90-something?
$9.50.
That's good. So you make,
nice.
You make 40-some dollars.
So basically,
I love gambling.
Is it? Well, yeah, 100 gambler. why this season-long bet has been so fun is basically you hand money away, you forget it even existed, unless you're Kyle and it's $10.
I'm counting my $8 I'm finna make.
That's all you put in for season-long bet?
That's what I said.
That's all I had.
If you divide $10 by 1/6, you know, actually, I didn't even do this. Kyle bet $10 on a season-long Brewers over. 10 divided by 162.
6 cents a game.
6 cents a game.
You know, hindsight, I probably could have given you a dollar per week. That would have probably broke it down better
Six
in my mind.
A dollar per week?
Yeah, I mean, the baseball week is what, 30-some weeks?
Yeah, which you pretty much did.
No, I did 10. That's 20 more dollars. What are you talking about? And I did bet on the NL Central, but I could have did.
Ben, what did you do, 100?
Yep, 100.
And I did 50, okay. And we got to about 1,000?
We got to about 800 to win like 1,500. So I'm going to get 1,500 in cash, and I'm going to be like, Willy Wonka.
Let's put it on black.
Handing it off.
No, thank you.
What if I took everyone's money?
And for the World Series? Where are the World Series odds now?
Too low. I missed it at plus 4,000.
What is it at now? Plus what?
1,400, 1,500 probably.
You put $100, you still make $1,400.
Yeah, but it could have that. This is gambling.
You're talking about
you
it could have
been the value.
Yeah, I should have did my 10 for $400.
And if anything, again, you don't buy when they're high, winning nine straight games.
They're not going to get any lower than this, are they?
You never know. But if you have the true belief, that's when you pull the trigger.
So you didn't have true belief when it was 4,000.
No, I did. I just never got there. And then, but the next thing I knew, it was 2,500. Then I was like, all right, when it swings $1,500, I can't do it. What do you got for us, Strofe?
To win the World Series at Potawatomi Sportsbook, the Brewers are plus 1,000.
Golly.
They are tied for the third best odds.
Brewers, boy,
don't
that's crazy.
Do that in my face.
That's crazy.
And to win the National
why
League.
Why do you take joy in this? Why, seriously.
I mean, because
there actually might be some value here. To win the National League, they are plus 525. Third best odds. Well, $50 becomes $550 real fast.
I know, but think about it. It was like plus 350 to win the NL Central.
You didn't do it.
Minus 480. Minus 480 to win the NL Central.
Damn.
Minus 480.
Damn.
Yeah, well, guess what my ticket is? It was plus 380.
Yeah, probably $5.
$10.
National League Rookie of the Year, Isaac Collins, plus 110.
It's him and Drake Baldwin.
Madison native.
Yeah.
GRB Academy. Shout out to our guys.
Mizoreski plus 2,500 for NL rookie. There. Caleb Durbin plus 4,000.
I might do Isaac Collins.
It's not great value anymore.
But I mean,
plus 110.
See, again, he doesn't understand value. He just like, I like it.
I mean, I still win money. That's the problem. Y'all are greedy.
That's true.
Probably right. This is
that part is true.
This is not all incorrect by Kyle. But this August, you have a ticket to a cash carnival as well at Pottawatomie. Play with your rewards card and earn entries to win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Prize drawings every Thursday through August 28th. Your fortune awaits only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at Pottawatomie.com. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play. Hoo-wee, 640's getting closer. Brewers. I like the little change-up right there. You know, we can't go full go every time. We got to keep people on their toes, just like the Brewers do.
Brewers.
I got to read a text from Kyle Wallace while he was at his wedding watching the Packers preseason game about Matthew Golden.
Oh!
It's so funny.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said? Oh, wow. He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace with Alex Stroph running the show. No Brad Nortman. He did chime in today, though.
Texted me, too.
Kyle and Stroph watching the Packers preseason game at a wedding over the Brewers regular season is shameful.
Wow.
More excitement, more meaning, more fun. I'm a football guy. I played the NFL, and I watched the Brewers. And then he follows it up with Brewers!
Brewers!
Go to bed, Brad.
Yeah, go to bed, crank.
So,
hear all that.
Actually, it's hard because he can't speak for one more day. This is the last day after vocal cord surgery without being able to speak.
Is it like midnight he can speak, or is it?
I'm sure he's going to want to sleep and then like not screw up a surgery that he had after 5 days of not talking. His first word should be Brewers.
Don't yell.
Brewers. Yeah, he told me he was a little scared to talk tomorrow, but he's very much looking forward to it. And then, he asked me what should his first words be.
Wait, you texted him individually?
Yeah, I just texted him and said, how you feeling?
Oh.
What a sweetheart.
He is a sweetheart.
Well, yeah, Ben told me at the beginning of the show to text him, so I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just check in on him?
Check in on him.
Okay.
Well, I asked a question about him on the air, and you said, I don't know, man, just text him. So I did.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
No, it's pretty
accurate. You become every quick, boom, boom, boom. I don't know. Just ask him.
Yeah.
So I did. And he said he's feeling all right. He's looking forward to talking. And then he said, what's my first word?
He is like a child. Like,
whoa.
A little bit.
Like,
huh?
A little bit.
He can't speak.
Yeah, he's not verbal.
To say his first words.
He's not verbal. It's the second time in his life he's going to be able to say his first words.
This is a huge moment.
He can write down stuff. I'm sure he gives his commands to Lexi via
written. What? That's a great question. I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, has he been using some sort of voice thing?
No.
Typing in where it like says something?
What are we doing here? All he has to do is just write it down or text it like he's been texting us.
I was in an Uber.
He's not blind.
I was in an Uber recently where the driver was Russian and he had to translate in Russian back to me in English.
That's rough.
It was tough.
That's very rough. But I mean, what does that have to translate? The directions are right there. Just follow where you're going.
There was so much traffic. He asked me, do you want me to stay on this route or try and find a better route? I was like, I respect this.
You're the expert.
That's what I said. I need to get to this concert as soon as possible.
Oh, that's when you were down in Illinois.
Yes.
The traffic in Illinois
sucks. It's stupid.
I can't. It's stupid. I really can't. I hate it.
It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. So over the weekend as well, yes, Alex.
That was quick.
He hasn't responded yet, but I forgot to bring up one other thing. He said Brewers is the right answer, but then he said the better question is, will Lexi say it back?
I'm confused.
Because we do Brewers, Brewers.
Oh, if he said, oh, okay. No, she probably won't. She's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, so I'm heading back.
Hold on, place your bets. How do you think he's communicating?
He's like via text, either texting or writing it down. What do you mean? He can't text. Sign.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that. Brad don't know sign language.
Oh, here we go. We got an answer.
He
got
just
an answer.
Speaks English.
I'm using a dry erase board.
That's so old.
Of course.
And Lexi said, and I quote, it's painful.
Yeah, the writing, I'm sure, is very, very painful.
So when Kyle and Strofe were both at weddings, Matthew Golden made his debut in the Packers preseason game.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
How many catches did he have?
Two. No, one.
Exactly. And it was a nice football play.
Dude, it was a...
Kyle texts the group. Man, Golden the man, exclamation point. Great catch, exclamation point. I go, it was a slant, LOL. Like, bro, you gotta chill for your own well-being.
No,
I think Matthew Golden's gonna be great.
No.
Like I saw what you saw too.
No, yeah.
It was a clean, crisp route.
It was,
he caught it. He
got third and seven, yeah. Third and eight.
Totally
everybody else
you.
Dropping passes, and here he go. Okay, this is his first time on the NFL football field. Third and seven, third and eight. He boom, 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 bow, catches it with his hands,
Yeah.
And then on that top of that, he forced a pass interference call.
But that's not what we're gonna be.
We're not gonna be keeping stats of
forcing PIs.
I'm telling you. You have to see the little droplets of success. And when you cook a starting corner in NFL for your first route, the way that he cooked them, and then you get a pass interference call on another great starting corner, Sauce Gardner, that is all I need to see. That's all I need to hear is the fact that we good.
Well,
Brad went grocery shopping.
Will you focus? I would like you to tell me if you have any other preseason thoughts. Because I know you're happy about Matthew Golden.
Well, it finally took the 440, but let me tell you about my preseason thoughts. Packer Nation, KBN Nation, let me tell y'all something. The Packers show zero improvement in this game. I understand Jason Wilde said, don't over-exaggerate, don't overreact. I'm not going to overreact. I'm only going to give you facts. And the fact of the matter of what we saw in that game was the Packers literally showed me nothing. Like, there could not have been a worse game. They had zero sacks the whole offseason. We talked about wanting to get somebody who could be a disruptor and get after the quarterback. And you know what I was sold on? Rashawn Gary coming back. Kenny Clark coming back.
The fool who follows
Lucas,
Kyle?
Lucas Van Ness has been cooking Jordan Morgan in the training camp. They suck. They couldn't get pressure whatsoever. And Matt LaFleur needs to take ownership of the fact that this team had way too many mistakes, way too many penalties, way undisciplined football. Hell, Mecole Hardman, who's supposed to be an experienced kick returner, punt returner, even messed up. What does Rich Versace get paid for? What does he get paid? He gets paid all this money for people not to listen? And you know what Rich Versace said? He said, well, you know, in practice, he's never done that. Well, then how the heck is he doing it in the game? It's absolutely asinine that this happened. The Jets took it to the house.
We are currently in the middle of Kyle Wallace's reaction to preseason game one from the Green Bay
Dude,
Packers.
Dude, listen, you had the ones versus the ones, did we not? Am I the only one who imagined that? I didn't
love the ones on defense.
Dude! Justin Fields threw the ball downfield. He ran.
But it's all vanilla, Kyle.
It's vanilla, but hell, what about our vanilla? We went on offense and Cass was dropping the ball.
What about our vanilla?
If they gonna drive it down the field and score and we're going to have blown coverages, we need to be able to do the same thing, and we couldn't do it.
When Malik Heath dropped that ball.
When Malik – I was at the wedding
what
when Malik
– with your hands?
Because I was so mad. When Malik Heath dropped that ball, I was at the wedding and said, oh, hell. He looked around. I said, oh, hell, he dropped the ball. Malik Heath, they said, what happened? Gentleman across me, I forgot his name, but shout out to him. He's from the Bayside, Fox Point area. He said, what happened? I said, Malik Heath dropped the ball. He said, oh. I said, yeah. So Jordan looked fine. It's everybody else around him. I'm telling you, to watch the Jets drive down the field with so much ease and us not being able to move the ball efficiently or effectively when it was the ones versus the ones, I was mad about that because at the end of the day, the Packers didn't go out there to not perform. They didn't go out there to lose. They went out there to try to show, you know, some type of consistency, and they weren't able to do anything. Offensive line was trash, penalties. Jordan Love was under duress. But the worst part about it is zero sacks. Nobody got a sack. Nobody, like for real. For real, the whole game.
Kyle.
Nobody got a sack.
So Jason Mobley didn't get across to you.
Dude, at the end of, you can't get one sack? What are you laughing for, Ben? Not one?
Preseason game,
I mean, Stroke, were you upset about this as well? I mean,
I was upset,
mad.
But like...
Matt LaFleur was like, well, we got
humbled today. I
watched it,
I was like, oh, that's not great. But like, I'm not going to overreact. Like, you think Halfley's like, hey, let's do all these things that we're going to do to be creative to get to the quarterback?
Halfley was mad.
You should have.
And thing is, he was probably like, oh my gosh. Oh, I got to cook up something again. These guys didn't get any better.
They better hire a new defensive line coach.
Yeah, what happened
again
to DeMarcus Covington?
Yeah, what happened there?
He didn't show anything yesterday.
No, he did not.
You said,
well, it was on Saturday, but yes.
Coach, he was with the Patriots. He was a
good defensive coordinator.
He was
a
defensive coordinator. He was a defensive line coach with the Patriots. You know they're good. They're good.
What
is this your Strofe impression?
That's my Strofe impression. There ain't nothing changed. None change. You threw the same bums out there. You got the same bummy results.
Mark all of this.
Hey, Lucas Van Ness, no, no, okay?
Just know, Kyle overreacted to preseason game number one.
No.
If the defensive line cooks, he cannot celebrate them.
No. I'm just holding them accountable. That is all I'm doing. Anybody that watched that game put their hands over their face saying, oh my gosh, our defense sucks. Listen, you said
it. I'll tell you what. I just read this book called Extreme Ownership. Kyle's onto something here.
Thank you. And Matt LaFleur even said, we got humble. We got this. Every preseason, we have this humble game. Matt, do something different.
You good? Well, relatively.
At the end of the day, I mean, it is only preseason.
There
I'm not going to overreact.
You.
I just gave. I
not
just told
that you.
Y'all.
Not that
I'm
you.
Not going to overreact.
Not going to overreact.
I didn't overreact. I just told y'all. Told
you
what
you
I
You reacted.
Saw.
You didn't overreact.
There it is. There,
right,
thank you,
right,
man. You get me.
I love the Princeton Club because they provided me a place to have a strong body, help create a strong community, and have a strong mind. You can combine all those things for a better tomorrow when you get a tour. They have a pool, outdoor, indoor. You have free childcare with a membership. Sauna, steam room, clean health clubs, wonderful equipment, workout classes, personal training. It is all at the Princeton Club. So check it out for your better tomorrow. Get a tour and listen. You're going to love it when you step inside there. You're going to become a member and you're going to thank me. Join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Will Brian Bulaga react the same way that Kyle Wallace did to this preseason game?
Me and Brian, we have, what is it, telepathy?
We'll find out.
We together.
Next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby gonna get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
Wrapping up the show before the Homer Hour, Brewers 6:40 tonight look to make it 10 in a row. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show, and joining us now is Brian Bulaga, the former Packer, who will be with Homer from 5 to 6. What up, Brian?
Not much. How are we doing?
Oh, Homer's in Ireland. Oh, he made it.
Homer.
That's good because I put that trip together for him.
What do you mean he made it?
He made it. He got on the bus, and I forgot I was supposed to check to make sure everything went well on the bus. You know, they got to the airport. But Homer's in Ireland. We're all good.
Ireland, eh?
Well, have you confirmed he's in Ireland?
I would have heard something by now. Alex Strofe will be in for Homer all week long. Brian, Kyle is not overreacting. He's just reacting to the Packers' preseason performance.
Brian, the performance was just a smidge underwhelming and disappointing, was it not?
You know what? And you took the words right out of my mouth. Underwhelming would be a good word. And, you know, listen, I don't expect like the team to come out and preseason one and like set the world on fire. Like, that's not what I expect. Right. Like, and I, you know, offensively, I've had preseason games where we didn't look great. And, you know, that happens. But you look at like just everything as a whole, like offense, defense, and special teams, it was just very blah and uninspiring. Like, they just didn't look like they were ready to play. They didn't look excited to play. And to me, that's like guys have to be ready to go and play, man. Like, I understand preseason's not fun for a certain amount of guys, right? And those guys played about two series and they were off the field. So the remainder of that game, were guys trying to make a name for themselves, trying to make a team, and then trying to impress 31 other teams around the league. And they did not do that. And that's that was the underwhelming part of that whole night. And it was very shocking how that game turned out.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, obviously it's a preseason game, but there is a level of like accountability you have to have as a player. And I think that's what's when you see the like it was miscue after miscue from a drop to special teams to zero set. Like, did you have any positive takeaways?
No one got badly hurt. Like, I mean, that's the way I look at it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm being honest. Like, yeah,
if it wasn't that, how big of a takeaway could you even have?
Yeah, not much. That's what I'm saying. Like, I learned that if someone's catching the rock, Golden's probably going to be the guy, right? Like, I mean, the kid's not afraid to get in there and across the middle. And,
you my dog, Brian. We you know locked in. Like, we locked in. That's exactly what I said too. Differently, but that's exactly what I said too. Matthew Golden to me, I understand it wasn't much, but it seems, and you know football, right? On 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, looking for him to do that, and him catching with his hands, the route that he ran, that's pretty impressive, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're just looking for small signs of how he's progressing as a rookie, right? And this is his first action in a, you know, technically an NFL game or whatever, preseason, doesn't matter. There's nerves there, and how does he react to it? How does he react to going against Sauce Gardner and things like that? You know what I mean? Like, those are all like big milestones for a young receiver. And I thought he did good, right? Like, he made the catch. He drew a pass interference, so obviously he's running good routes. So, like, you have to look up at that performance and say that's a positive, right? To me, that's a good sign that he is he's improving through camp, right? And he's getting himself ready to go week one. There just wasn't a bunch of things to, like, look at and go, man, that looked really good, or he looked really good. Like, when that's the display, it's hard to sit here and like give compliments, because I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's impossible for me to try to swing it another way, because I mean, everyone else watched it. There just wasn't too many good things.
Yeah, and Brian Balaga is joining us here before the Homer Hour. I think, Brian, obviously the coaches, I mean, they said their piece. I mean, Matt LaFleur very clearly said this was no bueno, and not what you need from all the guys on the roster going out there. At what point in the preseason or even these joint practices can you take anything and be like, all right, I'm worried about how they're going to start?
Yeah, I mean, that's tougher to judge, in my opinion, right? Because, like,
for sure. And the reason why I bring it up is because the importance of the first 2 weeks.
Yes, believe me, I get it. And it kind of goes back to what I said at the start of this. Like, I've been in preseason games where the offense has looked blah. And that was with offenses that were super high powered, great wideouts, obviously Aaron as the quarterback, and things just didn't look great in a preseason game. And you're just like, well, man, that was very uninspiring. And then you'd get in the meeting room and the coaches would chew you out, and you'd go back out to practice the next day and get to work, and things would probably turn around in preseason two. It would look better, and you'd go from there. Maybe this is a good wake-up call, right? Like, this is things aren't going to come as easy as, you know, maybe everyone thinks, or as they think. This is going to take work. And LaFleur said that day one of camp. If you want to get where you want to go, this thing takes a lot of work. And it takes it from everybody, from top to the bottom of the roster. So, like, these guys need to look at this film. I know it's not going to be fun to watch, right? And I know the starters only played X amount of game or X amount of time. But in their time played, it wasn't great, right? So you got to take from what you did, criticize yourself, be honest with yourself, and go and improve on it. And you have an opportunity for a joint practice, and who knows if LaFleur is going to put him out there in the preseason game to get some more action to see if they can improve upon what they did the other night. I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
Brian, we appreciate the time, and good luck with old Alex Strofe, okay?
I can't wait. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Brian Balaga. Alex Strofe will
wait,
be
he
in.
Says.
He just Bart Scott of that. Just got in his head.
I love Brian Balaga. I told you before, me and him are locked in,
just
man.
Just call it kindred spirits or something.
Kindred spirits. I love the fact that I'm kindred spirits from the Illinois guy who went to Iowa.
Awesome. Congratulations, Kyle. You're a
very weird
strange
guy.
Cat.
What do you mean? Guy. Me and Brian Bilecki, listen, we saw the game the same. What can I say? I know
what
ball.
What other takeaways could there be? They played like garbage.
I know ball.
That's you know bad ball.
Matthew Golden, he's the
Kyle.
Guy.
Everyone else saw they suck. Thanks for reiterating
yes,
it.
Thanks, he said buddy. Matthew Golden is the guy. He said, Kyle, you took the words right out of my mouth.
One more time, Strofe.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game tonight. Do your best to enjoy the next hour. It's Alex Strofe and Brian Bilecki. Don't go anywhere. Homer Hour in 2 minutes.